This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is spending the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort while getting ready for his impeachment trial starting Tuesday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president's legal team figures the trial will last no more than 2 weeks, which would be far shorter than Andrew Johnson's trial in 1868 and Bill Clinton's in 1999. But there's still a question about whether the Senate will allow more witnesses, which could extend the trial. It takes a supermajority to convict 67 senators. Both Johnson and Clinton were acquitted, and President Trump figures he's next.
There was nothing done wrong.
A person familiar says the president's boosting his legal team before opening arguments next week, adding former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz and ex-independent counsel Ken Starr, among others. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that he was unaware the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine allegedly was subjected to surveillance and threats in Ukraine, but he said he was obligated to investigate the accusation. He asserted eventually would be proven to be untrue. Democratic lawmakers disclosed the information that was provided by an associate of President Trump's personal attorney, indicating former Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was under surveillance. The information also suggests that Yovanovitch may have been threatened shortly before Mr. Trump removed her in May. Pompeo said the State Department would investigate.
My obligation as Secretary of State is to make sure that we evaluate, investigate. Anytime there's someone who posits that there may have been a risk to one of our officers, we'll obviously do that.
The allegations are central to the Senate impeachment trial against Mr. Trump, who has been charged with abusing his power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democratic political rival Joe Biden and his son. More at VOAnews.com.